You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Force Touch feature and be available in rose gold. Apple is also expected to take the wraps off a new TV with a price tag of more than twice the current one. Today marks Apple's first product announcement since the debut of the Apple Watch in March. It's well known that smoking increases the risk of getting multiple sclerosis, or MS. However, Dr. Robert Fox with the Cleveland Clinic says new research shows continued smoking after being diagnosed with MS appears to speed up the disease and lead to disability faster.
They develop more disability faster. Disability measured by walking problems and numbness and visual problems.
Swedish researchers looked at more than 700 MS patients who smoked when they were first diagnosed. Results show that continuing to smoke after an MS diagnosis has a negative impact on how the disease progresses. In fact, people who continued to smoke each year after diagnosis transitioned to the second stage of MS faster than those who quit smoking. The authors say that people who quit fare better and that quitting may improve an MS patient's quality of life. Dr. Robert Fox of the Cleveland Clinic says if you have MS and are looking for ways to improve your health, simply stop smoking.
Something as simple as smoking is an important lifestyle choice that they can stop to have a positive impact on their multiple sclerosis.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Welcome to Talented People. Hi, I hope you're doing well. I can't believe the summer's over already. It's not officially over, but it's already September 9th. And to me, it came and went, and I just can't believe it. So anyway, I've been gone. I hope all's doing well out there for everybody. My mom is doing better. It's like kind of crazy. She had a stroke unexpectedly young, actually, in my opinion, 75. And so my summer's been a little crazy, and it has been something that we've kind of taken as a really deep something to think about. It's unexpected kind of test to the world. So if you're out there and you're feeling a little bit like, you know, unhealthy, go to the doctors. Don't take chances. So, but we are going to be positive. I'm very excited about our show today. I am happy to be back. Again, it's 3:03 in the afternoon on September 9th. I'm going to give you the detailed forecast for the weather, which we are in desperate need of rain, as you know. This afternoon, isolated showers with thunderstorms also possible after 5 p.m. Partly sunny with a high about 92. It's hot out there. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low about 69. South wind approximately 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. There is a 70% chance of precipitation, which is something we need again so desperately in the New Jersey area. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy with a high about 76, brings it down a little bit with the rain, 70% chance of rain and new rainfall amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch are possible. Thursday night, showers continue on, possibly another thunderstorm, cloudy with a low about 62, north wind about 7 miles per hour. 70% chance of rain continues through on Thursday night, and this is where we're very fortunate because we do need this rain. If you're driving around anywhere in the Central Jersey area, you'll see it's been about 18 days without any kind of rain, and everything is so dry, and most of the little creeks and rivers and everything else, there's no golf club action for water, nothing. Friday, chance showers continuing mainly before 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high about 79, north wind about 7 miles per hour, and 40% chance of precipitation on Friday, then partly cloudy with a low about 60, happening back to us in September month on Friday night. Saturday, chance of showers, thunderstorms again after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high about 78. It is going to only be a 30% chance of rain on Saturday, and that's just because this movement is coming through and out, and then basically it just goes down to about 59 on Saturday night. 40% chance of rain still hanging in the area, and then a chance of showers on Sunday, but mostly cloudy, the high about 74. And then on, where are we going? 56 degrees on Sunday night and then mostly sunny again with high of 75 on Monday. Nice weather for September. And then partly cloudy, a low around 55 on Monday night. Tuesday, same thing. Mostly sunny with a high about 79 and then mostly clear, low about 56 and sunny all day with a high of 78 or so next Wednesday. So that's our weather forecast. I'm going to really quickly let you know about what's going on today on the Talented People Show. I'm going to play to you an interview that is on Talented People Television, actually. And it's with an author and an outstanding New Jersey citizen. His name is Dale Caldwell. And that's going to come up in just a minute or two. And I really hope you hang around to listen to it. It's about intelligent influence. And what he has to say brings stories back of the Tylenol thing with Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola branding, what it takes to be someone outstanding in your company. And it all comes from one of the leaders of the leaders. And Dale Caldwell's also now being the keynote speaker for the upcoming leadership summit on at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce coming up. So congratulations, Dale. We're so excited for you. And stand by for this interesting interview. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be back at the breaks.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of your show, Talented People. Today on our show, we have our guest author, Dale G. Caldwell. He's the CEO of Strategic Influence. He's an extraordinary speaker and the author of, again, Intelligent Influence, The Four Steps of Highly Successful Leaders and Organizations. Dale, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born in Boston. My dad's a United Methodist minister, so we moved around a lot. So lived in New York and Connecticut and Maryland, so I was kind of a minister brat. But in doing that, I really had a chance to interact with a lot of different communities, and then had a chance to go to Princeton as an undergraduate student and got my MBA in finance from the Wharton School, and then did a program at the Harvard Kennedy School. So I paid a lot of money for college and university. And then I went on to be in management consulting for the last 20 years. And that really helped to hone my analytical skills. And my book is really an outgrowth of all of those very different experiences.
Tell us about the book.
Well, the Intelligent Influence is newly released. Mm-hmm. It's on Amazon and everywhere great books are sold. But I really like it because it is a very different way for everyone to think about themselves, about their business, about life. I started it because I was going to write the best book ever on leadership. You know, there are a million of them, but mine was going to be the best. And I like etymology, the study of words. So I looked up Webster's definition of leadership, command, and authority, and found the word influence, interestingly enough, in each one of those things. And so 3 years ago, that sent me on this path to say, what's influence? Mm-hmm. And it really is a word that's hidden in plain sight. People use it all the time, but nobody really has ever tried to define it.
What is it?
Well, influence is really the process of, one, understanding how to interact with different people in different ways. Mm-hmm. And the people who have extraordinary levels of influence are those who connect with many different people. And there are actually specific reasons why they do that.
You're going to tell us a little about that?
I will tell you, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are four steps to it. And the first step really starts with us understanding how we've been influenced. We call influence awareness.
All right.
And that so often we assume that we're self-made individuals, yet in fact we're products of our influences. We may have had a teacher who told us, like I did, that we're good in math. Or our teacher may have not made us feel great about our English skills. Mm-hmm. We may have had a boss at work who says, you're going to be a fantastic engineer, and that helped to guide us. Mm-hmm. So we need to pay attention to those things because we find ourselves often in careers based on those types of influences, and understanding that really is the key to really unlocking the ways to influence other people.
So you're saying that the people who around us that we actually respect mm-hmm. are those that are influencing our behavior?
Absolutely. And there are also negative influences, too.
I mean,
the thing about negative influences are they're not as sustainable as positive influence. So there are many, many folks are driven because someone told them they couldn't do something. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be good at this. You're not going to be good at that. And so many very successful people said, I'm going to prove. And actually, in my book, I talk about the greatest salesman of all time. It's been in the Guinness Book of World Records, Joe Girard, whose mom said you could be whatever you want, whose dad said you'll never amount to anything, and yet he was driven by that to be an amazing car salesman.
I love those kind of stories. So you're going to give us a story for each one of your steps.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so let's start again. Okay, with influence awareness, can you give us a story on that one?
Yeah, well the story I use in the book is the fascinating story on Clairol. That the whole premise when it comes to corporations is that corporations, just like individuals, need to understand the influences in the lives of the customers they're trying to connect with.
Okay.
And Clairol was really the first hair coloring company, a major international hair coloring company. And back in the day when they were doing this, it was not cool to let people know that you colored your hair. And so they had to figure out a way to connect with the marketplace. So they hired an advertising agency that had the one woman executive in the advertising industry at the time, and she understood obviously the women's market very well. Unfortunately, a lot of her colleagues didn't, mm-hmm. and so she came up with that famous slogan, "Does she or doesn't she?"
Ooh.
And that came out of actually her mother-in-law asked her future husband. Does she color her hair or not?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and that when they first went to announce their engagement. And so that led to this idea. But it didn't take, because a lot of the male executives didn't have that influence awareness to understand how women viewed it. And when you say, does she or doesn't she, they said, that seems kind of sleazy.
Right.
You
right,
know.
Not right.
But the reality, and as this woman says, you know, only people who have sleazy minds think it's a sleazy slogan. They said, well, if you really, you know, if you want to find out if it works, ask the women, you know, who would be using this, is this a good slogan? And overwhelmingly, they all love the slogan, and that slogan is still around today as one of the most successful in history, all about this understanding the influences in the lives of other people.
Oh, I completely agree. I love it. Okay, so tell us about step two.
Well, step two is once you understand the influences in your life, the second step is what we call influence impact.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done in our research is identified six very specific types of influence. So often, when it comes to influence, people think, okay, well, there's what we call authority influence. Well, I'm the CEO of the company, so I have influence. And they say, well, that's why you're influenced. Or really popularity influence, that I have a million followers on Facebook, that means I have a lot of influence.
Yeah.
But they're really distinct types of influence, that you don't have to be famous or a CEO. The first one is the authority influence that we talk about, that really comes from position. The second is something we call resource influence. And those are people who may or may not have great titles, but they have access to resources. Many IT people or people who control finances or people who are in HR have access to technological resources, human resources, or financial resources. And so they have the capability of influencing people.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is what we call reputation influence. That there are people who have been so successful in the job for so long that their reputation gives them. So they may have messed up on a project, but their reputation influence says, well, it probably wasn't their fault because they're that good.
So important.
So important. And we'll talk a little bit more why that's really critically important, especially if you're trying to overcome some obstacles. The next one is what we call thought influence, where individuals who are creative, that they say, Dale is, he's a good guy. He always comes up with new ideas. And so he has additional influence so that when he comes up with a new idea, they'll listen more to him
than the
go-to guy when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is what we call belief influence. That's the influence to get people to believe that this project or this activity is the most important thing in the world. And then finally, we have
something. You had a person that you tell me about.
Yeah, well, each one of I use exactly. So for example, belief influence is really Jeff Bezos, who's a fellow Princeton alum, the founder of Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually was in the news today, and their stock went up. They, people thought he was crazy. He had a very successful job on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
He decided, I'm going to start an internet bookstore. I'm going to quit my, well-paying job on Wall Street, go to Washington, state of Washington, and start this internet bookstore. Well, people now say, oh, great idea. Back in
right.
the day, nobody was going to put their credit card number on the internet.
He had to believe in himself.
He was
selling it just because people
exactly.
could see how much he believed in it.
Exactly.
Love meeting people like that.
Exactly. And
are you enjoying this show? This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:15 already on September 9th, and I'm hoping that you're following along, listening to my conversation with Dale Caldwell. He is the author of Intelligent Influence, and Dale is a New Jersey resident. He's known all across the country, internationally, actually, for his different books. Also, the contributions that he makes pretty much on the state level in New Jersey and many different places. So if you want to go and learn more about Dale, you can go to Jeannie Murphy PR and look up Dale Caldwell and find out all about him, books, bio, where he's going to be, including the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. If you check on the website for the Hunterdon County, you can find out more about him and his leadership roles with keynotes coming up very, very, very quickly in the next week or two. I wanted to mention a couple of things that are kind of funny to me. When he mentions Jeff Bezos from Amazon, it makes me laugh because I was actually standing at a booth next to him at his first Book Expo America back. I'm talking about like this is 1996 or so. And he was just there with this booth and it was called Amazon. And he did not have a lot of people in line. Nobody was walking by him and nobody cared. And I felt bad for him. And I remember saying to him, don't worry, it's going to be fine. It's a great show. And it's like, look at Amazon, just like what? It's almost 20 years later, right? So call out if you have an idea in mind and you want to try to do something with it. Don't hold back because I'm telling you, that's a good thing. I also want to let you know, I want to say happy birthday to one of my best friends and her boyfriend. I want to say his name is Chris Saylor. It's his birthday today, and he's Lisa Becker's fiance, and he's a Virgo. And I just love that about him because I'm a Virgo. It's our birthday month. But Chris, happy birthday. Hope you're having a great day. And then I also want George McCullough. He is actually the executive director at Princeton Television over in Princeton, New Jersey, where you can watch online at princetontv.org. Any of these, there's about 30 different shows on Princeton Community Television that air. They're very, very popular. You can see them. You can learn about the community. You can learn about the state. You can learn about nonprofits, for-profits, almost anything, including talented people. And George is one of them. So thanks, George. I'm streaming my interview that Colleen Kelly produced at Talented People for Princeton Television with Dale Caldwell right now over the air, streaming live across the country on Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio, Talented People. So we're able to take footage and content from the television show and then repurpose it for the radio, which I hope you're enjoying. Again, Dale is an amazing person, so stand with us through the rest of the hour for that. I also want to remind everybody that George, the executive director again of Princeton Television, is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming Palace event at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. This is a full day event, okay? Now, if you're out there and you're a nonprofit, there are CEU credits available for profits and nonprofits, by the way. If you're a nonprofit, this is a must go to event. We have two keynote speakers that, in my opinion, it would take you a year to be able to ever get an appointment with either one of them at the same place on the same day, including George McCullough, again, from the Princeton Community Television, talking about benefits for film and assistance with kind of like having almost your right-hand staff if you're a nonprofit and a little help on, you know, creating a video footage documentary perhaps or whatever else with some talented individuals for you. So on the day of October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park in Somerset, New Jersey. Statewide welcome. You can go to Eventbrite to look it up. Our morning keynote speaker is Michelle Sikirka. She is the president and CEO of the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. She's going to be speaking about Nirvana and about nonprofits, what they mean to the state of New Jersey. She's going to inspire them. She's going to talk about how to create boards, making sure everybody is engaged. And because, you know what, that's pretty much what it takes to keep any business running, especially if you're a nonprofit or if you're a small business. You need to be able to keep everybody into a positive place and then make sure that you have the right players in the right places. And Michelle is the person who knows all about that. So again, CEO and president of NJBIA, Michelle Sikirka, doing the 9 o'clock keynote at the Palace. You can register online at eventbrite.com. Look up best practices for nonprofits. And then in the afternoon, our beloved king, in my opinion, of Hunterdon County, the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country, Steve Caliper, also chairman of the Somerset Patriots. He is an internationally known filmmaker, by the way, if you didn't know that, award winning. And then on top of it, he is, of course, a philanthropist that gives and gives and gives. And he is just so awesome. So if you've never met him in person, you need to take 5 minutes to show up and just get to know him because he's just a great guy and he wants to know about everything that's going on. I love him and I just want to thank him so much for all that he's done for the state of New Jersey and for all the nonprofits. And I also want to thank his right arm girl, another speaker at our event, Ellen Nardoni. She is a trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation, and they are the ones who support the cancer projects, including the Robert Wood Johnson / Somerset Medical Center. Very, 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 very strong supporters of the Hunterdon healthcare system and the like around the country. And so Ellen's going to be speaking about how her nonprofit has actually differentiated itself and how important it is for a nonprofit to learn how to do that. Because when you're trying to get philanthropists and supporters, not only the foundations and those that just want to support, including Unity Bank, who's a sponsor, proud sponsor, presenting sponsor along with Mariah Media of this event at the Palace, you need to know how to differentiate yourself. And there are some practical tips that you can learn from the leaders. And those people, again, are Michelle Sikirka, George McCullough, Steve Califer, Ellen Nardoni, and then Leah Pontani, who's the executive director of the Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. She's going to talk about grant writing and the like, teaching nonprofits and those who are our guests who are for-profit companies that want to network and learn more about these important people who have missions that change the landscape, really, of the state of New Jersey and how important they are with their missions and their interests in helping those who are underprivileged in many cases or just with a mission in mind. And then I also want to let you know that the panel is being moderated by our wonderful mayor, Janice Kovich of Clinton, New Jersey. So it's like an all-star packed day. And you can, again, go to Eventbrite to register. If you have any questions, you can go to Mariah Media. You can find it pretty much all over the place on the internet. It's pretty much on every calendar, but it's a big time event. And again, CEU credits are available. Nonprofits are 100% welcome. Plenty of room because the Palace is so incredible and it seats about 450 people. And although our little 150 person goal is very quickly becoming filled up, we want you to know that we want you to join us and make sure that you take advantage of this awesome day. So again, happy birthday to Chris Thaler. George, if you're listening out there, thank you for the courtesy of letting us stream this awesome conversation with Dale Caldwell. We're going to continue on with it just after two quick commercials. And then I also want to remind you about an event tonight at the Regency at Monroe. And this is an event that if you're in the area of Monroe Township, New Jersey, and you're able to get out and about with the oncoming rain, that should happen a little later. Ken Kamen is a celebrity author. Reclaim Your Nest Egg is his book. He speaks almost every day on CNN, Fox, NBC, pick your pleasure in the media world about the markets. And right now, with the roller coaster and the chaos that's going on, you might want to find out what's going on, how you can protect yourself, why it's happening, and what to do about it. And that's going to happen at 7 o'clock tonight at the Regency at Monroe. And you can easily look it up on the internet, and you can call over there in Monroe Township, New Jersey, the Regency at Monroe, and just let them know that you're coming. There's no charge. There'll be refreshments, wine, and Colleen and I will be there from Jeannie Murphy PR and Mariah Media on site to listen in to what Ken has to say. So stand by. Again, quick radio announcements. It's September 9th, 3:24 in the afternoon. I hope you're enjoying your day and this conversation with Dale Caldwell.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Genia Versa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, 100inchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day. It's September 9th, already 3:26 in the afternoon. We're going to get back right away to our conversation with author Dale Caldwell about intelligent influence, and I hope you're finding that conversation interesting. I also want to let you know that if you're around at 4 o'clock, our best-selling author, McGraw-Hill, internationally known, spends half his time in Malaysia, Singapore, and the like, Dr. Paul Marciano is going to come into studio and talk about employee engagement, and he's going to bring us up to date on what the heck is going on with that, because I know it's a challenging time, and in my opinion, it's not about the money, it's about the engagement. So, all right, stand by. We're going back to our conversation, and hope you're enjoying our day, talented people here at 327.
And he's an engineer. He's not an inspirational person, which
right.
is the final type of like the founder of Virgin, Richard Branson, and others who were kind of inspirational. People will follow them. Mm-hmm. He really is more of an intellectual who got people to believe in this concept. So he hired some people, and then he really focused on expanding and getting people to believe in this concept. And they are the leading retailer now, largely because of this initial belief influence.
Love it.
And then I mentioned inspiration influence is the final one. Then Richard Branson, who has 400 companies, Virgin companies, and people literally follow him into space, is a space company. And so if you really dissect it, you look at the people who've been successful, they're different types of influences. Very few people have all of them in equal measure, mm-hmm. but everybody has a formula of them that really helps them to become intelligently influential.
So what you're saying is that if you are trying to be more influential, you should look at where you are yeah. in those eight, yeah. and then also by who you are influenced, mm-hmm. and then try to develop the other ones.
Yep, yeah, develop the others, and we'll get to influence management, which is that piece of really what am I going to do about it. But one of the things that's really important to say is that corporations, nonprofits, any organization, really most of them today don't understand that this influence, this strategy of influence, is the most important business competence out there. Because the successful organizations not only have positive influence in their organization, they know how to influence their customer base or their constituents. And so what we do is a lot of work with corporations around helping them develop more of this intelligent influence. And when I do a keynote speech or others, we really talk about that. And we leave some real lasting value that trickles down to the bottom line. So influence isn't just a soft activity. It's something that connects directly to the needs of today's business world.
So do you say that you are actually guiding the companies on their influence as a corporation or a company? And then there's also the employees of the company that you help develop in your system of the four steps.
Absolutely, you get it exactly.
Because it makes total sense to me. I completely get it. And I love watching the models and the stories of those companies that we recognize and where they used this and where we can see where it was effective. That's so much fun to listen to you. And in on the book, that's something very interesting to read about. You got to read this book, okay.
Well, I had a lot of fun writing it because there's so many, you know, the biggest challenge was kind of limiting the stories because there's so many stories of successful companies who use this model. And there are a lot of fantastic models out there and others, but a lot of them are based on this concept of leadership, using leadership to become more influential. Mm-hmm. And we kind of flip it on its head
yeah.
and really talk about influence as the foundation of effective leadership. And no one else is doing that. And
yes.
so when I talk to audiences, it's kind of neat because you really get them to, you spin their mind because they're saying, wow, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
But so-and-so's successful because he or she uses these principles.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about, like, okay, so once you understand and then you see where you need to grow, what do you do to manage it in your step three?
Well, okay, so step one, again, influence awareness, understanding how you've been how influence has affected you. Step two is really understand where you're strong or weak in those six types of influence. Step three.
Wait, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, what was the company you had with the song you told me about in step two?
Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Well, I mean, Coca-Cola really, and I use that example on a very good way, because Coca-Cola is, is really an icon of the business world, but also the challenging way, where their introduction of New Coke, that they didn't really understand this whole influence model, and so came out with this New Coke thinking people would just tear it off the shelves.
Right.
But they really didn't think about the influence impact, the types of influence that they currently had. Mm-hmm. And one of the interesting things, and it's a phenomenal story, is that Robert Woodruff, who was CEO for many, many years, who really defined the culture, had retired, and he passed away about 3 months before they introduced New Coke. And he really was staunch to say, you can't build another, because we've developed such influence with our base. I mean, people were being buried, and their ashes were put in Coke cans.
Oh, my God.
So it had a connection. They had a connection. You know, people, it was Air Americana. They had it in their living rooms and other things. So this Coca-Cola was in some ways like a religion. Uh-huh. And so when you come out with a new Coke basically saying, well, what you believed in before wasn't right, people went ballistic.
Right.
And so they had, as I like to say, they had an influence tiger by the tail, and they didn't know it. But they recovered very quickly, because a lot of the executives understood this framework on influence and the types of influences they were missing and they lost that they got back. So the classic Coke really helped them to turn a negative to a positive, because what that did is reinforce this classic idea of Coke, the Coke you always believed in.
Wait, okay,
coming
so
back.
Like it's the real thing?
It's a real thing. This classic Coke is what you all love.
So basically they made us, without knowing it, go back to our original love.
And appreciate it even more.
Yes.
Because they took it away.
Oh, they took it away.
They took it away, and now they got it back. And the other thing, and I talk about this in the book.
I just love those stories. I do.
And they're real stories.
Yeah.
And what happened is a lot of the fans, you know, felt good about it, because they felt like they were listened to. Because they got like 80,000 letters within the first month of this change. And so when they made the change back, they still for a while had the new Coke, and it sold okay. But it really connected in an influential way with their consumer base when they switched back.
Right, because they were listening and they cared.
They were listening and they cared.
Oh, how fun! Love it.
So it's fun. So as we get to influence management, mm-hmm. The whole idea is, okay, what do you do about it? When you understand your influence weaknesses as an organization or an individual, what do you do about it? And that's what influence management is really about. And mm-hmm. and the key components of that, from an individual standpoint, everyone does a personality test. There are a lot of fantastic personality tests out there that tell you're an introvert or an extrovert, and et cetera, et cetera. And people have taken that. The mistake is people have taken that and think, okay, well, that's all you got to do. That'll tell you how you're going to be successful. Well, that's just one piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. The next piece are really your skills. You need to understand what kind of skills you have and how they apply to what you're doing. The third piece is really understanding what we call external influence. What are your goals within your organization? Could it be to lead a project team, to get promoted, to become CEO? Mm-hmm. Once you understand those three pieces, this whole key piece that we call internal influence tells you what you need to put into your life, what kind of training or additional support you need to get to where you want to go. The example I like to use is Warren Buffett, who is one of the most successful CEOs and investors out there. I don't think there's anybody more respected in the financial markets than Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. But by personality test, he's an introvert. He's someone who really is not a people person.
Interesting.
He clearly has the financial skills. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be, his external influence goal was to be a CEO of a major company. And so what he did for his internal influence goal is absorb Dale Carnegie courses. And he read everything.
Less
of an introvert.
Yeah, he's extrovert. He had to practice to become an extrovert?
To be an extrovert, but also, and a lot of what Dale Carnegie does, not in the context of this, is about this, how to win friends and influence people. Mm-hmm. And so part of it was, kind of beginning this process of thinking about influencing people and really dedicating yourself to doing that. Mm-hmm. What we've uncovered is really a process that makes that easier mm-hmm. than a lot of the other courses out there. And that example is that, one of the things, if you accept the fact that you're part of that you're a product of your influence, what that does is free you up to believe that you can be anything you want to be. Because if you have the right kind of internal influence to help you change the way you want to change, you can become the person that you want to be. And so whether it applies to dieting or being a CEO of a corporation or spiritually, it all ties to how you structure this influence, and this influence management is really about that.
Mm-hmm. So give us an example of a company story on that management.
Well, you know, one of in fact, we have a number of them. What I do in the book is I introduce each of these four steps, and then I use companies that have utilized all of those. And we'll talk about Joe Girard. For 12 years in a row, he was the Guinness Book of World Records greatest salesperson, where he sold 6 cars a day, where the average car salesperson sold at the time about 7 cars a month.
Really?
And he had a stuttering problem. As I mentioned before, he didn't have support from his dad. He had a lot of support from his mom. And so he wrote, this is the greatest salesman in history, and yet he couldn't talk to people. So he, like Warren Buffett, really went out of his way to study, study processes of really becoming a better speaker. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, he became a better listener. And so in doing this listening, he really became a better connector with his customers. And so what he did with this influence management is really utilize that and then utilize structure. This is long before computers were in vogue, he had this card system. And so he would remember people's favorite restaurants, their birthdays, the birthdays of their kids, and he would send something
spouse's
to them,
name.
The spouse's name and all that stuff, and he would it send coupons for their favorite food. Hey, this restaurant is offering this special every night. So he really learned how to change himself, but also connect well with his customers.
You must really have to be honest with yourself, though, right? Because if you don't really get that deep down where he knew that he stuttered or that he knew that he was an introvert, and then have to take the corrective measures. I mean, I admire that.
Yep. The honesty is it has to be, because the reality is, and one of the things we were talking about the different types of influence, and you mentioned this reputation influence. Mm. So one of the things we suggest for those who remember Ed Koch as mayor, he used to ask people, how am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the job and even at home, you have to ask people, how am I doing? You know, and you may not want to.
I was going to say, that's kind of scary.
But the reality is that the answer, and most people will be gentle and kind of saying, well, you're fantastic here, but you need a lot of work here.
That's what my husband would say.
and most spouses would do the same. But that's what we need to hear, because it's all about how they're viewed. You know, one of the examples that I like to use, that I often ask my audience, is which is more important, the quality of your work or how you influence people with that work? And most folks say, oh, the quality of work, of course. So I give the example, I call it the 3-day example, where you have two executives. Both know they have a similar project. They can finish it probably in 3 days. One is aggressive and said, I'm going to get it to their boss. I'm going to get it to you in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
The other one says, well, I'm going to get to the same boss in 4 days. Mm-hmm. Both do the same quality work, turn it in exact same time in 3 days. Well, guess what? The person that said 2 days gets a demerit because they didn't manage their influence.
They over-promised, under-delivered.
Exactly. The other person promised 4 days, got it in 3 days. So this whole idea of influence is so important, yet we don't think about it. We're so concerned about the quality of work, which is very important. You got to do quality work.
But like you said, the reputation part goes back to that.
It goes back to that. Exactly.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, it's going to be like the trump card.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. And it depends on, and it's different for different bosses, and that's what makes it complicated. So that you may view a certain way, and so if I know how you are influenced, I will give you a report in one way.
Mm-hmm.
If they know how I'm influenced, give it to me a different way. Mm-hmm. We need to be sensitive to that in this marketplace.
Yes, and I think it's interesting. You were also saying about, like, if you ask a person if they think that they're doing okay, like, their like, interpretation of what they're doing is completely different than what their boss thinks of them or what.
Exactly.
Tell about that a little bit.
Well, one of the things that we do with corporations, and I even encourage in some of my keynote speeches, is what we call an influence 360. And so for those of you who know, a 360 degree is when you ask the person, their boss, their coworkers, the people that work on their project team. And so we do that around influence. And so we have some specific questions that will identify which of the types of influence. So, for example, authority influence, we ask people, how often do you give direction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the
mm-hmm.
person may say, well, I give it all the time, and I give it really well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they ask their boss, they say, well, he never gives it.
He never gives it.
And then they ask the employees, well, he gives it too much.
Yeah.
You know, the coworkers say, you know, maybe he does it just about right. And so, you know, that is very instructive, because mm-hmm. one of the major problems of organizations is you have people that manage up extraordinarily well mm-hmm. and are abusive down.
Right, right.
And so their boss thinks they're fantastic. They're, while the same while, the best employees are leaving in droves.
Right.
And that can kill the bottom line of any organization mm-hmm. Out there.
So with your steps and your book, mm-hmm. basically people can read and identify and start to work on themselves and their corporations. And then you also have classes. When you're speaking, you train
Absolutely.
Classes. Absolutely. So let's go to step four then.
Mm-hmm. Well, step four. So we've done the first three: influence awareness, mm-hmm. influence impact, mm-hmm. understanding the types of influences that you're strong and weak in, influence management, what you do about it. So if you do those three, you can be very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the book talks about the extraordinary individuals and organizations that really have this thing we call influence maximization. And what that is all about is really looking at the ways to connect with people, employees, customers, in a way that really connects, connects in a very sustainable way. And so there are three components of that. We have what we call these Caldwell spheres of influence. And the first is what we call credibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that no one's going to listen to you if they don't think you have credibility. So you have to have that credibility. The trouble is individuals and organizations rely on that. I've been around for 25 years, so I'm credible, so you're going to buy from me because I've been here forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't work anymore.
Not anymore.
So you have
Look
to come up
with... Look at the internet
with,
as an example, right?
Exactly, yeah. Things change. And so you need to be creative, which is the second piece. So you have this credibility circle, this fear of credibility, then you have this fear of creativity. So you have to do things in new and innovative ways. Unfortunately, that in and of itself is not enough. So you have this credibility and you're doing the creativity. This third sphere of influence is something we call connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have to do, in many ways that's the most important and the hardest, because connecting with you and connecting with other people is very different,
mm-hmm.
because you have different influences in your life.
Right.
So one of the things that we've discovered is that it's hard for people to connect with other people if they don't know the influences in their life. If they haven't connected with themselves, they can try to fake it, but they really will never have an understanding where other people are coming from. And that's the key foundation of sales.
Yeah, you can see in politicians that are way up there, whoever is connecting,
they
have that.
Yeah.
So what about a story from a company that has that?
Well, and again, we in the book, we talk about a number of companies that really have done that very, very well. An example I like to use is Nike.
Nike, okay.
Now everybody, Nike is number one, and everybody thinks Nike was always number one. But Nike... early on, really was number one, but around the 70s, during the women's aerobics craze, Reebok started to clean their clock. Reebok came out with very colorful shoes with soft rubber that they developed, and so Nike, Phil Knight had kind of stepped away from his senior leadership position, and Nike had to really figure out, what do we do about this? How do we get back to be number one?
Yeah.
So what they did was first, they wanted to reestablish their credibility, and so. They recognized at the time, if you remember in the 70s, that this whole exercise boom really started.
Mm-hmm.
And so people really wanted to push themselves beyond, And so Nike really started capitalizing, say, we've been around a while. We know how to really get you to the shape you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so they became creative in that what they did is they developed a new line. Actually, they had too many types of shoes, so they limited the number of shoes. But the shoes that they utilized were creative and really targeted towards specific sports.
Ah.
And that really connected. And what they also did was they got top athletes, John McEnroe for tennis, mm. and Pele for, those kinds of athletes to really get them there. But the third piece, and so they had that credibility, that
mm-hmm.
creativity,
mm-hmm.
but the third piece, this connection, really came out of their, which is now famous, the Just Do It.
Just do it.
And again, another advertising agency, and the legend goes that the advertising agency exec was talking to the groups, and they were kind of brainstorming, and he said, you guys, and there were guys then, you just do it, you just do it, and then everyone stopped, and they said, that's it, and so what really connected with Just Do It, along with their swoosh, is that at the time, and timing is so important. That they people really felt they wanted to get their own personal record, and so Just Do It really was the kind of slogan that pushed
them.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done. Get out of your comfort zone and get it done. And that to this day has resonated with folks. And so that was a perfect mix.
We have 3 minutes left, mm-hmm. and I want you to tell the Johnson & Johnson story about the Tylenol too, because that definitely incorporates everything. Tell it quick.
Yeah, well, very cool. As some people know, Johnson & Johnson had this Tylenol crisis where 12 people died in Illinois. And they actually went through this process. James Burke, the CEO of the company, brought his leadership team together. They started the influence awareness to say, how have we been influenced? And they actually went right to their credo, which was 40 years old, and it said, put the customer first. The second thing they did is really understand where they were strong and weak with the different types of influences.
Mm-hmm.
The third piece is what they did is they actually pulled products off the marketplace. They were the first company to do that, put billions of dollars at risk, But they showed the customer, the consumer, that you're first.
Yep. And then they put the safety caps on.
Right, and that was the final piece. Mm-hmm. When you did the three, so you had that credibility that J&J said, we put you first. The creativity was really the safety caps. They put the first safety caps on. And then this real connection was mothers, and especially mothers with their young kids, felt that J&J really cared about us again.
After I lost every bit of faith when the whole thing happened,
exactly.
They restored it in about a month, right?
Exactly.
Dale G. Caldwell, author of Intelligent Influence, The 4 Steps of Highly Successful Leaders and Organizations. This is an awesome book, and you can get it by getting in touch with Dale directly. How does someone get in touch with you, Dale?
Well, first, on my website, dalecaldwell.com. Mm-hmm. The corporate website is strategicinfluencellc.com. And also you can call our office at 732-208-9808 and
Great.
Get right to us.
Well, you're also available for speaking.
Yes.
And I find your work fascinating. I think that you're on to something. Everybody out there listening knows influence is such a big deal, but like you said, nobody knows what it is.
Right.
And this book, like, not only do you get to read the stories and put it all together and work on yourself or your company, it's kind of like a workbook in itself.
Absolutely. You will benefit from the exercises here and have fun with them.
Have fun. That's all it is. All right, Dale, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Yes,
best wishes.
Honored to be here. Thanks.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A rally is being held on Capitol Hill as Congress debates the Iran nuclear deal. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are speaking out against it. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her proposal for how she would deal with Iran. She is calling for an expanded military presence in the Persian Gulf. The Kentucky County clerk jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples is free. Kim Davis addressed a crowd of supporters yesterday.
His people have rallied, and you are a strong people. We serve a living God who knows exactly where each and every one of us is at.
She was jailed last week on contempt of court charges for defying a judge's order to issue marriage licenses. She cited her Christian beliefs as the reason for her refusal. As a condition of her release, Davis is not supposed to interfere with deputy clerks issuing the licenses. This is USA Headline News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376.
All right, back to Talented People here. It's already 3:51, if you could believe it, on September 9th. I can't believe it. I think this show is almost 3 years plus old, by the way, because I'm looking over, I'm thinking my birthday is September 20th, and I remember starting the show, and it was so long ago. And I just think, oh my God, how could it be 3 years already? But it is. And that's why I'm remembering again, Chris Saylor. You guys might know his name, actually, if you are in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey area, because he used to be with NJ.com. He was an advertising sales rep at one point with the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, excuse me, Hunterdon Democrat. And so, you know, he's very well known in the area. And his awesome fiance is one of my best friends in the world forever since eighth grade at East Amwell School, Lisa Becker. So anyway, I just want you guys to know how much I love them, and I'm hoping he's having a great day. All right, so it's 3:52, and I want to remind you tonight, if you happen to be around and you're like in this flux or chaos with your market and your money, because I know I am, basically, Ken Kamen, our celebrity author from Jeannie Murphy PR, Mariah Media, you can go to our website and learn about him. He's speaking at Monroe. It's called the Regency at Monroe in Monroe Township, New Jersey. It's over on the, I want to say south side, is that right, of Route 1, past Princeton. But he's going to talk about, you know, what's going on and how you could protect yourself, what to do, why it's happening, and all this other stuff. And then, of course, he has his whole presentation on financial tools on the internet and how you could actually be very much lured in by marketing to click your wealth away in one small click. Because basically, unless you're really astute on the internet and you understand when you're looking around that you're basically giving away all of your information, that's what that's about. So that starts at 7 o'clock. We're having refreshments. And of course, Colleen Kelly, who's the executive producer of Talented People TV and Radio, is hosting as CEO of Mariah Media, wine and all that good stuff at the Regency. So if you want to go, all you have to do is call the Regency at Monroe. You can look on the website and just let Patty Gould, her phone number is there, or just look it up, Regency at Monroe Clubhouse, and just let us know if you're coming. It's going to be a really good time. Already 3:53, just to let you know again, Dr. Paul Marciano is coming on at 4 o'clock here at Talented People. If you know him, you'll love him. He is another Hunterdon County resident. He is a best-selling author by McGraw-Hill twice now. He is the go-to guy, pretty much, between Monster.com, Smart Brief, Huffington Post, Malaysia, Singapore, half the United States or more. He's very popular on the internet, but he's known for employee engagement. And his book is called Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, How to Build a Culture of Employee Engagement with the Principles of Respect. And he has had that trademark slash brand for a number of years. And pretty much almost any company that has any type of formal understanding of human resources and the like go to him to help figure out how to keep employees engaged. And it's not easy. If you're a company out there and you have small, you know, 50 or less employees, or if you have, you know, 10 to 20,000 plus, keeping people engaged in what they do and making sure that it's not just about the money is a very, very challenging thing to do. And yet there's some simple you know, simple tactics that you can use in your office place that will change everything, change the culture overnight. So we're going to talk about that at 4 o'clock, about 5 minutes away. We're going to go to our news and our weather forecast, which thankfully we have some rain in our forecast. But I want to remind you that next week, by the way, on Talented People from 3 to 4 and 4 to 5, it's going to be a very exciting day. Unity Bank and Mariah Media are proud to present the Best Practices for Nonprofits event, Lessons from the Leaders, at the Palace at Somerset Park in Somerset County, New Jersey, in Somerset. 08873 is the zip code, right around the corner over there by the Somerset Medical Center area. Basically, are going to put on this event, and there's two extraordinary keynote speakers, and then just a lineup of incredible talent, starting with Michelle Sekirka, who is the president and CEO of the NJBIA, which is the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, and also Steve Califer from Hunterdon County. He is the founder of Flemington.com. If you see it all over and everywhere you drive, and all the cars around the area, and also know that, you know, Flemington Car and Truck Country, that's Steve Califer. And he's also the chairman of the Somerset Patriots. And working side by side with him is Ellen Nardoni, who is another very prominent New Jersey resident. She is a person who has insights far beyond what you would ever imagine. And these are the dynamic duo, okay, in Hunterdon County over at Flemington Car and Truck Country. They pretty much have changed lives of pretty much millions of people over their course of business in the state. Basically, Ellen is the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation. And then also Steve Califer, again, is the founder of the Hunterdon Flemington Car and Truck Country. So Steve's a philanthropist. He is an amazing award-winning filmmaker. He, again, Somerset Patriots chairman, and just a great guy. And you just need to know him to believe that there are people this generous in the world, much less the state of New Jersey, much less Hunterdon County. And then Ellen is as well. Just a person that you need to know just to see her and how her light shines. She has such an interest in people and makes a difference every day. So I'm so excited to have them both in the studio next Wednesday on the 16th of September. We're going to have her talking about what's going on at the Palace at Somerset Park for nonprofits. She has differentiated her nonprofit to the point where she's nationally award recognized. She's got some really exciting events coming up, and she wants to talk about that along with Steve Califer. So I hope you'll listen in. Again, that's next week at 3:30 to 5 o'clock on Talented People. And from 3 to 3:30, Talented People next week on September 16th is going to feature, again, our ongoing series on looking at Unity Bank and why they're so strong as a community bank in the state of New Jersey. 16-plus growing community branches, and every one of them looking out for all of the residents in their communities across the state. So they're going to be in the studio again. We thank them for being the sponsor of our nonprofit best practice event at the Palace. Going to our break, 3:58, September 9th. And then guess what? Dr. Paul Marciano is in the house, and I'm so excited that we're going to be able to talk to him about employee engagement and updates on what's going on in his world. All right, stay with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. A rally is being held on Capitol Hill as Congress debates the Iran nuclear deal. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are speaking out against it. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her proposal for how she would deal with Iran. She is calling for an expanded military presence in the Persian Gulf. The Kentucky County clerk jailed for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples is free. Kim Davis addressed a crowd of supporters yesterday.
His people have rallied, and you are a strong people. We serve a living God who knows knows exactly where each and every one of us is at.
She was jailed last week on contempt of court charges for defying a judge's order to issue marriage licenses. She cited her Christian beliefs as the reason for her refusal. As a condition of her release, Davis is not supposed to interfere with deputy clerks issuing the licenses. This is USA Headline News.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. And before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376.